The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or you can check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, today we have, we're going to welcome just to, I mean, honestly, over the course of time, he's integrated. He's done a lot of our health transformation makeovers. So we spend a lot of time in preparation, going through the event to follow up afterwards, that it was great to be able to see him feel empowered enough to take his health into his own hands. So we're going to share an awesome testimony of just someone who decided to take the plunge and really start in the office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, which if you don't know what that looks like, it is, so your initial exam and consultation, you'll come in, initial exam and consultation is $25. And what we do is we sit down and we say, hey, let's fact find. What do you have? What do you need? What are your goals? What have you done? Right. And then we can figure out if we need additional testing. Right. And we go through what that cost looks like. If we need to do any testing in terms of like urinalysis, blood spot, x-rays, right? What is going on from a structural component? Because your nervous system is so important. Listen, this is awesome. So I did I was able to share some information at a MOPS talk. So MOPS is Mothers of Preschoolers. And so I had gone and, you know, we always ask the question, okay, so do you die when your heart stops or when your brain stops? And everyone will often say heart. And I remind them like, no, you can stop the heart, take it out, put in another one, reconnect those nerves. That's inevitably what a heart transplant is. You die when that brain, that power and potential of that brain, stops communicating out to those cells and organs. Which on the flip side of things, you think about, is that if someone stops communicating out to their organs, you can take out that person's organs, put it into another individual, reconnect their brain, life, energy, innate intelligence source to that organ, and it gives that organ life. So you can take those organs, give them to several people, and it will literally restore life when you reconnect the brain to the organ. Like that's what organ transplant is. And so we think about the ability of the brain to communicate out to, on a cellular level to organs, tissues, cells. You know, that life power is so important because when it dies, those organs don't immediately die. Because again, you could take it out, give it to another person. It restores life to them. Why? Because their power and potential is still there. That life force of the brain is still there. So like, what about if we take an individual and we just lessen that force? We lessen the ability for that brain to communicate out to a cellular level. You know, what's the difference in that regard and what that looks like? You know, and when you think about it, from that component, I often see light bulbs turn on, you know, when you're like, what is chiropractic? You know, and everyone thinks it's about headaches and neck pain and back pain. And we talk about how it's not about just pain, how it's about whole body wellness. And in the same regard, if you don't understand why that is or how that is, and again, it's just reconnecting brain to body, removing interference. And sometimes that interference, what's not allowing the brain to connect and communicate, sometimes it's because you got into a car accident You're on the phone all the time. You had birth trauma and you've lost the curve in your neck. It could be that you have a toxicity overload, heavy metals, right? You've got amalgam fillings. It could be that you're deficient in a nutrient, right? You're not eating right. I've done a ton of reading more recently about postnatal depletion. So like moms who are depleted of things after pregnancy and nursing, it's incredibly amazing. You know, it could be because you don't have enough oxygen to your cells. There's a reason why we measure CO2 when you do blood work, right? Like it'll look at, hey, what is that like? You don't have enough oxygen to your cells. Well, you know what loves an environment with no oxygen? Disease inside of a body. Like, so how do we make sure that we get oxygen? Mindset, that's huge. Neuroplasticity, your thoughts change your brain. And so when you're looking at that, our ability and our desire at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is to educate you, right? To fully empower you to have those tools to make a proper health decision. But then too, figuring out, you know, what is the next step? And that's so oftentimes people will mentally make that shift to say, hey, I know exactly, I have to do something. And I kind of have an idea of what I want to do, but I need some support. And that's what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, you know? And then, like I said, so initial exam consultation, we'll go through, you know, what, and then we sit down with you and say, hey, here's what's next. Here's what we think. Time, cost, insurance, out of pocket, how we make care affordable, multiple family member discounts, right? Like here's what we do in the office so that if your desire is to get healthy and well, then we'll work with you in whatever regard that is, you know? So like I said, we've got a great testimony today. I'm gonna talk a little bit about an article that I had, just a research study about steroid injections and some of the caveats that come with getting those injections. But first, we have some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
So for today's health in the news, tanking zinc can shorten your cold. Thank a 91-year-old scientist for the discovery. So the common cold is the top reason for missed work and school days. Most of us have 2 or 3 cold days per year, each lasting at least a week. Oh, wow. There's no real cure, but studies from the last several years show that supplement containing zinc can help shorten the duration of cold symptoms by up to 40% depending on the amount of mineral in each dose and what it's combined with. Zinc has an interesting backstory. It wasn't even acknowledged as an essential mineral for human health until the 1970s. But that changed thanks to the work of Dr. Ananda Prasad, a 91-year-old doctor who decades ago had a hunch that led to better understanding of zinc's role in immunity. So back in the 1960s, they were doing a study of a group of young men in Egypt who had not grown to normal heights and remained underdeveloped in other ways too. So this doctor wondered if the problem might be a lack of zinc. So when this doctor gave them zinc supplements, the men grew significantly taller. I couldn't believe it, he said. He had never expected such significant growth. Some scientists challenged his findings at the time, questioning the idea that zinc deficiencies could ever occur in humans. It was controversial, the doctor said. But he pressed on with his research and began to document the ways zinc influenced immunity. So eventually, in the 1970s, the National Academy of Science declared zinc an essential mineral that's needed, fundamental to aspects of cellular metabolism. So they talked about how what came next in his career may just be as surprising. So Dr. Prasad had demonstrated that zinc had an effect on immunity. So he figured that it might help with the common cold. So to test for this theory, he collaborated with scientists of University of Michigan who were also skeptical. One of the doctors who works for University of Michigan said, when I first heard this, I actually told his research assistant, I think he's losing it. So what they did is they agreed to help with a double-blind placebo-controlled trial. They identified participants in the Detroit area who developed colds and gave them zinc lozenge. Neither of the participants nor the researchers knew who had the real thing or who was given the placebo. Lo and behold, when I did the analysis, it indeed did shorten the common cold symptoms by 2 to 3 days. They were stunned by the results. Zinc has been studied for years. Most recently, a meta-analysis published in 2017 concluded that 80 to 92 milligrams per day of zinc given at the onset of cold symptoms reduced the duration of the common cold by 33%. Right? Very, very cool. Study finds that two different zinc compounds, zinc acetate and zinc gluconate, are both effective. So what I will tell you is that, so it's one, zinc is not necessarily, you might have some in a multivitamin, but going through and doing a lot more research is that zinc and copper are antagonists. They work against each other. So the more zinc you take, it depletes your copper. So this is one where short term, not a super big deal. The problem is that people say, hey, if this helps me decrease the duration of my cold, maybe I should take this all the time. And that's where I would not necessarily agree in that regard, just because long-term consumption of zinc can affect copper levels. A reduction in copper levels can have a whole nother systemic effect. So when you're looking, again, short-term, couple days, right? I think it said like 80 to 90 milligrams per day for a couple of days isn't going to have a massive effect, but that's why you take it when the cold starts, not necessarily beforehand. Now, if you've done some copper zinc testing and you have a zinc deficiency, which postpartum is not like I just had a baby. Postpartum can be you had a baby 5 years ago. You're not just in that fourth trimester fog. Oftentimes there are zinc copper imbalances that cause things like anxiety, postpartum depression. It's so intriguing. But having a doctor who knows more about that, how to treat it properly, is one of the things that we look at in the office too at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. But so now when we come back, I'm going to introduce Thomas and we are going to share amazing changes that he's seen at our office.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Videos, tips, deals, and more. Find Greenwood Family Chiropractic on Instagram. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. So we are always doing great things in the office, not just like in the office, on the office, for the office. Our goal is for education, for empowerment, for abilities to take action, know how to do it, and know that you have the best team on your side. That's inevitably our goal at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. You know, it's so great when you see people start making these transformations, right? They take action, they take their health into their own hands, and you start to see the needle move. But like, how many times have you just done something and you feel so discouraged because the needle doesn't move? And so now when you start to see, hey, you start to see that it's encouraging and you want to do more and you want to take that action. And I feel like that's one of the things that our guest today, Thomas, really embodies, just the ability for him to start taking his health into his own hands, taking that action and being alongside of our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Okay, so I want to welcome Thomas to the line. Hey, Thomas.
Hi, Dr. Leanne. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. I just want to say, first and foremost, thank you for your time and thank you for joining and just allowing us to hear kind of the journey that you've had through at Greenwood Family Chiropractic and seeing how that can impact some people that are listening. So let's just start off with let's start off with this initially, because usually this is the question I ask in the middle, but how did you initially hear about Greenwood Family Chiropractic?
Well, I work at Vineyard Community Church, and my boss and his family were coming to see you. I don't know how they had heard about you. I don't know if it was through a makeover event or how it was, but they were coming to see you, and Jonathan was just sharing with me about how well it was doing for him. He was losing weight, and he was feeling better, and he was telling all of us on staff about just the impact it was making on his life. So that's how I first heard about it, and then I was asked if I would run tech for a makeover event, which I had no idea what that was, but it sounded like some good side money for me, and so I was excited about it and said yes. And whenever I'm running tech, I'm there for the whole time, so I get to hear everything, and I'm seeing all the material, and it's right in front of my eyes. And so I heard about it not only through a friend, but then through firsthand experience at one of the makeover events.
Yeah. So, initially, the first time in your office, in our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, was when?
Back in 2014, I think it took a couple makeover events before I started thinking, you know, maybe I should look into this and just see if there's something there. I had never had back problems before. Actually, I had always thought that chiropractor was for people that grew up with back pain or that had back pain. I only associated chiropractors with people in pain. And I proudly thought, I do not have back pain. I do not need a chiropractor.
Right. And that's one. So, which I think is funny. So for people who don't know what our makeovers are, so it's a 2 hour, it's from 10 to 1, but we have a break in the middle for some snacks and vendors. But so it's like 10 to 1, several hours of just education, empowerment, health transformations. You know, every time we have several testimonies of people who have radically changed their life. So you probably had more like 10 plus hours of that. So
you came in
2014. We went through initial exam consultation, and then what happened?
So I came in thinking, I don't know if I can afford this, and really just nervous about the whole process, and I'd never been a chiropractor before, was part of it. So yeah. I came in and I do the initial exam and the consultation and the x-rays, and just in the exam and consultation, your staff was able to point out some things that was obviously wrong with weight distribution and with my hips and just in the way my neck was, and just by looking, before even looking at the x-rays. And so then we did the x-rays and scheduled a time for me to come back to look at the x-rays and talk through a care plan, and I ran scared. Not in the office that day. I said, oh, yeah, that sounds good. But then as soon as I left, I thought, there's just no way. I can't afford this. And then for years, I said I can't afford something I didn't even know what it cost, just because I knew, it was going to be something different. And for me, and I think a lot of people, I have it in my head, like, if the insurance pays for it, then it's for me. And if it doesn't, then I guess it's not for me. And that is not a good way of thinking, because insurance, and I learned this from you, insurance is about sick care, about helping us when we're sick, not keeping us well.
Yeah.
And so it took me 5 years and a lot of makeover events where I was learning things and agreeing with it and still being like, yeah, that's all true, and I'm probably heading towards a nursing home the way that I'm living instead of a cruise ship.
Yeah.
But I still didn't change anything until I started dealing with neck pain.
So neck pain started. So then what was it after, 5.5, 6 years, then what was it that was the pivotal moment that made you think, hey, I need to go back?
Well, I'm really thankful for your makeover events, because not only are they inspiring and it's a way for me to make some extra money while working at the church, but on top of it, I've learned a lot, and it's encouraging. And so the last makeover event, I just got back from my brother's wedding in Vegas, and I had so much pain almost the whole time I was gone. But I still wasn't like, well, I'm going back and I'm going to take care of this. I came back home, got back to work, had the makeover event, and during it, you know, there's, like you said, there's normally at least two testimonies at each one of them that are where you hear about someone's experience. That's what it is. You hear about a changed life, and it gets your attention. And so this time I thought, okay, I'm going to try it again. I'm going to get extra, sign up, get x-rays, and just see where I'm at. And when I came back in, we did the x-rays, and I came to see you, and we walked through them, and we were able to, this was the good thing about me coming in 2014, we were able to compare the x-rays. And when I saw how much worse it had gotten, I knew I'd made a mistake waiting this long. And I was just hopeful that you would, you guys could still correct it. And you have, and I'm feeling great now. But, so I look at the cost and everything, was able to work it out, with you. Dr. Leanne is, for anyone listening right now, Dr. Leanne is amazing with working with people when it comes to finances. So don't think that I can't afford this. At least talk to her and find out if that's true or not, because I ran scared and then had to go through probably a little bit more of an intense one for 3 months because I was in a bad spot with my neck. But 3 months later, I feel great, no neck pain. So and then there's some other things too. I was having some stomach issues for years that I had been to a doctor before, and they really couldn't figure it out, thought it was stress-related. One doctor said maybe even spiritual. And since I worked at the church, I thought, well, that makes sense. And so I pushed into that, and it was not spiritual.
Yeah.
And so a byproduct of coming and receiving care from Grumman Family Chiropractic was I don't have those stomach issues anymore. And when I say stomach issues, I was getting up in the morning and it literally getting sick within 15 or 20 minutes of being up, and it was happening almost daily.
Yeah.
And now nothing. I get up in the morning, feel great.
I think, when we talk about this, because people always come and they're like, hey, I don't really know if, you know, you and your office can help with this, but I have this X, Y, and Z. And, the thing that I tell everyone when they come in is this. Because they say, is this going to help? And I don't have a special, like, weird, I feel sick in the morning adjustment. We don't have there's not a heartburn adjustment. There's not these specialized adjustments. It's literally what's happening to the nervous system. How can we help address that nervous system so the body can function and heal? And you see that these odd presentations of symptoms that no one can find start to go away. And it's like, why? Well, because something was interfering it. And though we can't like put it in a box and diagnose it, it's one when you get down to more of causation, like what's causing the problem. If the body's not functioning and healing, then you see that these problems. So people are like, will it help? And my answer to the average person is, can't make it worse.
Yep.
It's surely not going to make it worse.
Yeah, you didn't promise me that it would go away, but you showed me problems in my spine and you said, you know, you're definitely seeing issues here, so that could be what it is. And now when we look at my x-rays, those same issues aren't there.
Yeah.
And I'm not having the problems. So, yeah, one of the things that I love about your whole staff is that not only is it all of you guys are really friendly, and it's a great I enjoy going, but also everybody's on the same page when it comes to the idea that you guys are allowing the body to heal. You guys are removing things out of the way and letting the body heal and aligning the subluxations, that's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Getting those corrected allows the body to heal. It's not that you guys are the healers, but you're allowing the body to do what it's meant to do. Every time I come in, too, I'm learning something. I don't know if people probably don't know this that haven't been in your office, but it's not just the seminars where you can learn stuff with Dr. Leanne and Grumman Family Chiropractic. Every time I go in, there are different articles up or something on the TV while we're doing our warm-up exercises. I'm learning something about health every time I come in the office.
Yeah, I think that's, it's a really pivotal moment that when we have you, like, I think I read an article previous that said, if you're the average person who watches the average amount of television, you will watch over 24 hours of drug commercials alone within a year. a full day of just drug commercials if you just watch the average amount of television. We don't have that much time. And so it's like, I just want to be able to empower and educate people as much as I possibly can in that time that we see them. Because, you know, it's not like I get you for hours at a time, typically, if it's not like a health transformation makeover. And so it's one where like, I value that time that we get to have with you in the office so much that it's like, how can we make you think differently or educate you or empower you to make decisions when you're not in the office, you know? So yeah, I think that's...
Yeah, that's one of my favorite parts about coming. And then, like I said, the staff is awesome. For anyone who loves the staff at Chick-fil-A and talks about how friendly they are, I think Dr. Leanne's staff is friendlier.
Nice.
Every one of them. Every one of them, every day.
That, I'll share that with the team too, because I know that they'll appreciate it. And it's just one, you know, it's, I always tell people it's such a blessing. We don't have to do, our team doesn't have to be in the office. Our team gets to be in the office. Like, we get to be alongside these transformations, and you watch people regain their health. They take back control of their life. And it's like, what better place that you get to see that every single day? So,
well, that explains the attitudes then, because it amazes me. It's like they're never having a bad day, but they're real people. I know they have to sometimes.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, I appreciate, like I said, I think it's just one that your story, your transformation, where, you know, where you've came from 6 years ago to where you are now in terms of how you view and value your health, I think is going to be super encouraging to people who are listening.
Well, I hope so, because you know, when I look back, I was somebody who really did not value health in any way. I ate what I wanted to. I didn't drink water because I don't really like drinking water. I did nothing for my health really ever since high school when I ended being an athlete. And so, you know, 15 plus years of not really doing anything, and then being encouraged and given the right information and the right tools by your office has made it to where I'm excited about it. And I can't believe that, because I've never been excited about being healthier. I mean, year after year, I listened, at those makeover events. And I just always thought, that sounds good, but that's just not me. I don't think I can do that. I don't have a desire to do that. And I am so thankful that changed. And, that you never gave up on me. Every time that I'd see you, you'd say something to me, but in an encouraging way. That's another thing that I love about your personality, and like I said, about everyone in the office, is I don't feel like I'm being shoved to be healthier.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just encouraged in a really nice way. And so I don't feel like I'm not at a place where people are looking down. Oh, you didn't drink enough water. Still not taking the vitamins. I didn't see you at the, you know, at the seminar last night where we talked about the Max T3.
None of that.
It's always encouraging. And that's what I love about this new health journey that I'm on. It feels exciting. It doesn't feel like a have to, it feels like a get to.
Hey, that's awesome. I appreciate, like I said, you sharing your story, and more importantly, being a part of our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. We just love having the ability to serve you and help you get healthy and well. So I appreciate it.
Thanks, Dr. Leanne. I'm looking forward to many more years.
Yes, I appreciate your time, and we'll see you in the office.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Bye. Now, if you would like more information about how to get set up with our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, just give us a call. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or you can just go online and schedule an appointment. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. That's GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation, just $25. We can come in, see what's going on, and be on your team to help you meet your health goals, right? It's so great. It's so exciting. And we're so blessed to be able to serve the community the way that we are able. So now when we come back, I want to talk. I've had a lot of questions about steroid injections. Did you know that the FDA uses them off-label? I'll tell you more next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or you can check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That is greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. So it's been interesting, and I wanted to share a journey of a patient with you who had come into the office. So they had come in initially just because they were a bit discouraged. Most of the time when people see us initially, it's not often, not to say it doesn't happen, and more specifically, it's people who listen to Maximize Your Life. But they come in and say, you know what, I'm healthy and I'm well and I want to stay healthy and well. Most of the time people are like, I've tried a bunch of stuff, I have no hope, there's no other way, so now I'm here to see you. Which, fine, we'll love you the same. It does make things a bit harder, but so anyways, I had come in with back pain, right? And so Steve had come in, it was just really like, my back has been hurting. So we sit down, go through initial exam and consultation of like, what are you going through? And he says, you know, I've got this lower back pain. It started off really mild. Over the course of the next several years, it started to become a little bit more frequent, a bit more often. I said, okay. He said, I went to my doctor and he really didn't have any recommendations, muscle relaxers, pain relievers. So took him for a while, felt good. And he said, over the course of time, just with his activity level, working out, he had a construction job, right? So just moving around a bunch more, that he started to notice how he started to have some leg pain. And so he went on Google, right? And Dr. Google told him that he had sciatic pain, which I agree with. I actually agree with that diagnosis. So he had the lower back pain that started to radiate down his leg. And so he started doing stretches, strengthening, went back to his doctor. His doctor said, you know, you should probably try some physical therapy. So he'd gone to physical therapy, did two times a week, several months. And he said he saw some improvement, but it didn't go away. And it once he had stopped doing the physical therapy consistently multiple times a week, it came right back. And then he said, so several months later, because it came back, went back to the doctor. And when he had talked to the doctor, Steve said, you know, they said, well, maybe this is time we send you out for like an ortho consult. So he said, okay, I think that's fair. And so he said he went out for that orthopedic consult and they said, I think this is time where maybe we go in, let's take x-rays. And they said, yes, you have degeneration in your spine, like loss of disc height, osteoarthritis, right? You've got some arthritis in there. So I think this is time that we go in and we do an injection. And he said the first injection lasted a couple months. And after the first injection lasted a couple months, came back. Just the same as it did before. So they went back to the ortho, had another consult. They did another one. He said that one only lasted a couple of days. And they said, well, we're just see what you can do to put off surgery as long as you can. Right. And he was like, and now I'm here. Like, okay. But that's one especially too, when you look at sciatic nerve pain. Like we've talked about this before. Sciatic nerve. Right? It's nerve. So that's where physical therapy is really, really great at addressing muscle and ligament related problems, right? That's what they do. But this is a nerve problem. So like, has anyone ever addressed the damage on the nerves? And that's where the injections, you know, those spinal injections are designed to inject the nerve with steroids to help decrease the inflammation, right? Quote unquote, so that it stops feeling pain. But if there's still damage on the nerve, guess what comes right back? The pain, because no one's addressed that underlying root cause of why, right? And so I'll show patients that in the office. Hey, if you have damage on this nerve, imagine you massage or inject or stretch, like what's still happening to the nerve? And they're like, well, there's still pressure. I'm like, well, because guess what comes right back? And they're like, that makes total sense. But what's interesting is I had a patient more recently in the last week or so who came in and said, hey, I was injured on the job and they want me to go through another injection into my neck. And I said, okay, so what would you like to do? And he said, I don't want to do it. And I said, well, tell them. He said, but since it's happened at work, they said they have to do exactly what I tell them or not going to pay for anything. And I just want to feel well. I said, that's fair. And I said, well, how did the first one go? And he said, it didn't do anything. And I said, okay. So why do they think the second one is going to do something differently? He said, I don't know. I just feel like they're out of answers. And I said, okay. Look, you have to make that decision. I'm never going to be the doctor. Like, I can't tell you as an adult what to do. I can't tell you to do something. I can't tell you to not do something, right? But have you done your research? So this was really interesting because those injections are not risk-free, right? And sometimes we just like breeze over the risks that are accompanying with these steroid injections in the spine. And so I had seen this article before. It's not actually an article. It's a research study published in the Journal of Surgical Neurology International 2013. So this isn't new, right? This is several years old when we look at this. So the title of this research article of Surgical Neurology International, the risk of epidural and transforaminal steroid injections in the spine. Commentary and a comprehensive review of literature. So what this does is it's a short one, but I think it's so noteworthy. Multiple types of spinal injections, whether epidural or translaminal, facet injections are offered to patients with or without surgical spinal lesions by pain management specialists, radiologists, anesthesiologists. Ready? Although not approved by the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, injections are being performed with an increased frequency of 160%, are typically short-acting and ineffective over the longer term while exposing patients to major risks or complications. Right? Did you know that? That those steroid injections are actually for muscular, they're supposed to be intramuscular injections, but they're actually using them off-label. Doctors are using them off-label for these injections. Right? Because that's what the FDA says, hey, if we think that maybe this medication helps with one thing, maybe this is a seizure medication, but people on seizures said, hey, I've left headaches now. So they use them off label for people with headaches, never have seizures. Right? And it's legal. But this is saying, hey, not only are they not approved by the FDA for where they're being injected, that we're increasing the frequency, they're short acting and ineffective over the longer term while having major risks. So the results, you ready? They say the methods. Alternative, although those are surgical, for many patients with spinal pain alone and no surgical lesions, the success, quote unquote, success of epidural injections may simply reflect the self-limited course of the disease. But exposing them to unnecessary inherent risks while delaying surgery and potential exposing them to more severe permanent neurological deficits. Here's what's very interesting. Multiple reports, recent reports, cite that contaminated epidural steroid injections resulting in meningitis, stroke, paralysis, and death. So the CDC has specifically identified 25 deaths, 337 patients sickened, and 14,000 exposed to contaminated steroids. Nevertheless, right? So say everything was good and clean and not contaminated in that steroid. There are other life-threatening infections or complications. Spinal fluid leaks, positional headaches, adhesive arachnoiditis, hydrocephaly, which is swelling of the brain, air embolism, which can cause stroke, urinary retention, allergic reactions, intravascular injections, which means they actually hit it into a vein, stroke, blindness, neurological deficits, paralysis, hematoma, seizures, and death. Right? So when you talk about increased neurological deficits, we're talking about quadriparesis and quadriplegic, right? Like, and they're saying, hey, we're using them off label. We tell people it's safe. And so literally the conclusion of this research, Surgical Neurology International, published in 2013, the risk is epidural and transforaminal steroid injections in the spine, says, conclusion, although the benefits of epidural steroid injection may include transient pain relief for those with or without surgical disease, the multitude of risks attributed to these injections outweigh the benefit. They outweigh the benefit. They say, hey, look at all of these things that could happen. Does it? And for not a long term, it's transient pain relief, right? That's why they say, hey, this might be a couple of days. It might be a couple of months. It might be a couple of years. We don't know. We don't know. Whenever that pressure goes back on the nerve, you're going to cause that problem. So what if you looked at someone who knew what they were doing to get down to the root cause of the problem? Osteoarthritis, disc degeneration, joint degeneration, spinal stenosis, right? Like what if you knew someone who, right? Because that's our ultimate goal, is to figure out, hey, no, we don't tell people that they do or don't need shots. We don't tell people they do or don't need surgeries, right? Because we're not those doctors. Our goal is to look to say, hey, if there's something underlying to the structure of their spine causing damage on those nerves, wouldn't it make sense then to get down to the root cause of the problem, take the pressure off those nerves? So then you see Steve, who, you know, had all of these roundabouts, were his last hope before he says, hey, I'm going to have to throw in the towel and just get surgery. And guess what? He's doing great. And so that's inevitably when you look at, but like, what if when it started, what if when you had mild lower back pain, you didn't really feel that bad? You said, hey, I'm going to head over to Greenwood Family Chiropractic to see what's wrong, to take care of this problem before it becomes something magnitudinal, right? Like that's, why don't we invest in our health? Why do we wait until we're broken down, we're sick, we're suffering, we're dying to be like, hey, I think this is a priority for me, right? And we make it easy at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Initial exam and consultation is $25. That's it. Come in, fill out the paperwork, sit down, figure out what we can do to get you moving towards health and wellness, right? Take care of the root cause of the problem, how big or small it may be. Or say you have no problems and you're like, hey, what are you going to do to invest to make sure you're staying well? You know, I've two kiddos. And what's interesting is they come into the office to get adjusted. Could I adjust them at home? Yes, I absolutely could. But I want them to know that there is work to be done to regain your health, right? Or to be healthy, right? It's not just like mom adjusts me on the floor and on the couch. It's one where you come into the office, they do their little warm-ups as much as they can, they're tiny humans, right? They get adjusted, they do the vibration, neuromuscular reeducation afterwards. Like I want them to know, like we take action for our health, right? Just because we take action to prep meals for the week so that we can eat healthy throughout with the hustle and bustle. We take action to make sure that our spinal health is important. Our neurological health is important. That's why we take the action, right? And who knows if this works, right? Because I got little ones and, you know, my hope is that in 10 years, they look back and, you know, like this is what we do. We put in work, we take action and we're proactive on our health, you know? And my goal is to instill that if it's a couple years old or if it's a couple decades old, you know. So Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can schedule your appointment online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. I appreciate you tuning in, listening. My hope, my prayers is that you have the ability to feel empowered to be proactive today about your health and take action so that you can be healthy and well. It's what you deserve. Look forward to next week. Always remember that your power is on.